Welcome back to the podcast. This is Tinu Kemi. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well. How have you been since the last time we were together on the podcast? Did any major thing happen? Anyway, I'm praying for you that you will have many, many good things to celebrate this week in Jesus' name. And it doesn't matter how this past week was for you. I'm hopeful that what we want to discuss today will be a blessing to you. I hope at the end of today's episode, you have the gift that I want to give you, which is something that I was also recently given. It is the gift of perspective. Having a perspective or a point of view or a big picture view of a situation or of your life as a whole can be a blessing, a real blessing. Because you could be so fixated on something, you could be upset over something until you realize that at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. So recently, I was at the farewell rites of my friend's mom. And as I sat in the church contemplating heaven and, you know, singing hymns that describe the fleeting nature of life and the things of this world, I was really reminded of the things that truly matter. Because like the Bible tells us, it's better to go to a place of mourning because you will find lessons there. It's easy for us to go about life like it's never going to end. But when we have been confronted with the finiteness of life, we are forced to look at the things that really matter. And don't worry, I don't intend to be morbid or anything, but I do want you to start keeping the situations, the events, and the decisions of your life in perspective. The Bible gives us a prayer in Psalm 90 where we ask God to teach us to number our days so that we may live with wisdom. And honestly, a big picture view of life is really a blessing. When we remember who we are, whose we are, why we are here on earth, where we are going when all of this is over, it can help us to live more simply and more authentically. And a practical way we can do that is to constantly ask ourselves this simple question: will this truly and really matter? At the end of our lives, what would really matter? In fact, we don't need to wait till the end of our lives. We can even ask, in 10 years, will this really matter? In 5 years, will this really matter? That rejection you faced recently, would it really matter in 10 years? That client that didn't call you back, would it really matter in 5 years? That person who was rude to you, the number of likes you get on social media, when people ignore you, would it really matter? Asking this question will do a number of things for us. For one, it would help us to identify the things that are important. Because once you ask that question of a situation or a decision and you realize that it does matter and that thing would really matter, it helps you to see that the thing is important. For example, if you're struggling to eat, you know, let's even bring it to the basics. If you're struggling to eat in moderation or getting the right exercise, asking that question would let you know that how you treat your body would matter in the next few years. Asking this question can help you to see that building a sound relationship with your children, your spouse, your relatives, your friends would matter in the next few years. Another thing this question can do for us is to help us realize the things that are insignificant. And there are so many things that we worry about that are so insignificant that would not even matter in 1 year. Our concerns about which type of cars we're driving, that hurtful name that somebody called us, the fact that we're not invited to an event, that product that we just must buy, would it really matter? When we see what truly matters, we can live more authentically, we can determine the right places to focus our energies and resources, we can make decisions we would be proud of, we can build the right habits. We can stop worrying about what others think of us. We can prioritize our relationship with God. We can work on the relationships with the people that matter in our lives. We can do our work well. We can live with less baggage and more freedom. So as you go about your day and your week, keep this perspective-shifting question active in your mind. Would it really matter? I pray from Psalm 90. Gracious Father, through the Holy Spirit, teach us to realize that our days are numbered. Help us to gain a heart of wisdom strengthen us to think, speak, and act with wisdom in our daily decisions, big or small. Grant us the gift of perspective and help us to see people and situations like you would have us see them. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. I hope you can help me to share the podcast by telling someone about it or even sharing the link with them. I would really appreciate that. And please subscribe to the podcast if you have not done so already. Just look for the subscribe button on the app or platform you're listening on, whether it is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Antenna Pod, wherever it is. This way, you won't miss any episode of the podcast. The episodes will just show up in your podcast feed every week and possibly in your notifications too, if your settings allow for that. So thank you very much. I'm grateful that you are here and I will see you next week by God's grace. God bless you. Bye.